Illegal alien MS-13 gang member stabs man after feds failed to deport him. By John Binder on November 27, 2023. An illegal alien MS-13 gang member has pleaded guilty to stabbing a man in Loudoun County, Virginia, after federal immigration authorities repeatedly failed to deport him. This month, illegal alien Gustavo Enrique Portillo Aguilar, a member of the violent MS-13 gang, pleaded guilty to stabbing a man as well as pointing a gun at him in May of this year in Loudoun County. According to police, Portillo Aguilar stabbed the man in the back before knocking him to the ground and stabbing him in his chest and finger. Portillo Aguilar told the man he was going to kill him before leaving the scene to get a handgun. When Portillo Aguilar returned with the handgun, the man and his friend were able to get into a vehicle and drive away. Still, Portillo Aguilar chased them, pointing the gun at the two while continuing to threaten to kill them. The stabbing occurred after Portillo Aguilar had previously been arrested in Loudoun County but was never taken into custody by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) agency and deported from the U.S. In 2021, for instance, Portillo Aguilar was arrested along with other MS-13 gang members for allegedly trying to attack a man with bats and knives because the man was trying to leave the gang. Though Portillo Aguilar was charged with abduction, assault, and participation in a gang, the charges were eventually dropped in 2022. Then, in November 2022, Portillo Aguilar was charged with carrying a concealed weapon, possession of a firearm by a person in the country illegally, and driving without a license. According to an eyewitness, Portillo Aguilar had fired gunshots in the air after another driver fired shots at Portillo Aguilar's vehicle. Those charges, like the first charges against Portillo Aguilar, were dropped. For the stabbing attack, Portillo Aguilar faces up to 22 years in prison. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.